And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. I'd like to welcome to the show U.S. Senator Atita Smith. Senator, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you, Jeff. It's great to be back with you.
Now, are you here in Minnesota today, or are you in Washington?
I am in Washington today, so I am missing all of the big weather that is happening all over the state today.
Boy, it's really all over the nation this week. It seems like there is no place that has been left spared. Have you had any serious weather in the nation's capital?
Well, we are here today, and I'm looking out at a very rainy day. It is not. It's not some of the worst Washington weather I've ever seen, but it's looking pretty drippy out there today.
Well, we wish you the best. Take an umbrella, I guess.
Right. Well, and hopefully I'll be home soon, so I'll be able to enjoy the snow.
Yeah, it will have a white Christmas for you when you get back. Let's talk about broadband, because that is that's something that you have been working on, and some grants and some things are available now. It looks like things are coming together. Tell us about your initiative here.
Yeah. Thank you so much. You know, I have been working on broadband and expanding access to broadband since before I was in the Senate, when I was lieutenant governor in Minnesota. And Minnesota has made great headway. About 92% of our households have access to, you know, decent speeds of broadband. But that leaves somewhere between 240 and 290,000 households with just terrible access or no service at all. And so last week, it was great to see Governor Walz announce this new tranche of funding to expand broadband. And I was really proud to have here in Washington supported the American Rescue Plan grant money for broadband. That was a big part of what the governor announced. $70 million of that was from the federal government. And it's going to go out to build out 33 projects in 48 counties and connect 33,000 people. That's a lot of numbers, but the bottom line is it's going to take real positive steps towards filling in those gaps where there are still a lot of families and businesses that don't have access to this basic service that's just as important as electricity in many ways.
You know, in this day and age, it's every bit as important, especially if you're running a business. We've had some issues with the not being able to access broadband historically. I really think 2023, we're finally going to be able to get some fiber out to our tower, which is kind of in the middle of nowhere in Dakota County. But you mentioned over 33,000 in a number of different projects. Have those projects already been designated, or is the granting process just opening up?
The projects have been designated, and what I love about the way this works is that you have a partnership often between local telecoms or rural electric co-ops and often counties or local communities, and then the state and then the federal government all coming together. The projects are chosen based on their efficiency, like how well can they close those gaps. And many of these projects are to get down to the end of the road where the broadband service has just stopped before they got to the last household. And it includes projects in, you know, Faribault County and Martin County and Winona County, all over the state. Those usually very rural parts of these counties in greater Minnesota, where it is really expensive to get broadband out to those last households. And so that's why you need this public-private partnership to make it happen. This is exactly what we did in this country 100 years ago when we built out electricity service to everybody. And it's kind of interesting, 100 years later, we're doing it for something as essential as broadband.
Yeah, and I would imagine 100 years from now, there'll probably be another issue, if not even before before then, that we can't even calculate yet or comprehend yet. When this is all done, is this going to, I mean, how much more do we have? It sounds like that this is, with over what you mentioned, 92%, this isn't going to get us up to 100%, but it's going to give us a push in the right direction. How much longer do we have before we're at 100%?
Well, I think we just have to keep on chipping away at it, but at the fastest rate that we can. I remember when I started working on this that the number of households without broadband was closer to 500,000, and so we've made headway. I'm also really glad that in the Infrastructure and Jobs Act that we passed, that those dollars are helping to get, or those are also getting out to states to start to fill these gaps. So I wish I could tell you how long it will take to get the gap completely filled, because it's a big effort. And a lot of it is being done by the private sector. I want to be really clear. You know, they're the ones that are providing the service and are, in almost all cases, are building out the fiber or whatever the technology is to get service delivered. But it's, you know, we need a good public partner, because it's just not economic for these private companies to do this all on their own.
Yeah, that is a big investment. Fiber is not cheap, and labor to put it there is not cheap either.
Right.
All right. Once again, Senator Smith is with us. U.S. Senator Tina Smith is with us. Senator, is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
Well, I just hope everyone stays safe in this weather, and that people have a peaceful holiday season.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us. Have a wonderful holiday season, and come on down and visit us in Northfield sometime. You have an open invitation.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you. Senator Tina Smith, once again, with us here on 95.1 The One. We've got Rich standing by. We'll have a look at local news in just a moment. Tim McNiff, news with a side of sports on the way.